What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
I Payne and Pendergast with you. So the ESPN.com is putting out their top 10 at each position in the NFL. You know that already. If you listen to this show, you know that because we've hit it every day. Few of the Texans have popped up on the radar at a few positions, some in the top 10, some in the honorable mention, some in the also receiving votes. The one that's getting the most attention right now, as it should, you know, the quarterback position is the thing in the NFL, is C.J. Stroud, who finished seventh last year. Again, this is a poll of 70 total executives, scouts, and coaches. They submit 1 through 10, their top 10 at each position, and ESPN tabulates all the votes, spits out a top 10, tells you a few of the guys who are honorable mention, and then everybody who got votes in this thing. C.J. Stroud was 7th last year, coming off of his rookie year, where he was the offensive rookie of the year. In his second year, he backslid a little bit in this poll, similar to how he backslid statistically. He finished honorable mention. I think it's safe to say there are only two honorable mentions, him and Jordan Love. CJ was the first one they mentioned. So I think we can safely say he finished 11th in this poll, Seth. You and I talked about this yesterday. It was a big topic on ESPN. It's their poll. Dan Orlovsky, not happy at all with the pollsters when it comes to CJ Stroud's finish in this top 10.
My biggest issue with the list, two. One, C.J. Stroud not being on the list is, silly, dumb, idiotic. Okay. The people that said after C.J. Stroud's rookie year, best rookie season we've ever had. And in that year of 2023, he was like 4,100 yards, 23 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, like 63% completion percentage. So numbers-wise, pretty darn good. Last year with bottom five offensive line, he lost his number one, number two, and number three receiver for significant stretches. 63% completion percentage, 3,800 yards, and I think he had 20 touchdowns. Not 12 interceptions. Interceptions went up. So disaster all around him. By the way, offensive coordinator never evolved. Disaster around him. And puts up somewhat similar performance-wise. Yeah. So the guy that people were saying, like, hey, he's the next Joe Burrow, top five player, all of a sudden is out of the top 10. That, for me, is probably the biggest gripe. We can make the conversation, Jalen Hurts, higher than a Justin Herbert. Okay. But C.J. Stroud not being in there is the biggest issue.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Herbert finished 7th. Hurts finished 9th. So that's the other thing. That's the second one he was alluding to. He called it dumb and idiotic that C.J. Stroud finished 11th in this poll.
I think this is where, and I know as a sports radio host, I should be irate and besides myself with rage about all of this. This is why I can't. It's that he's only got a 2-year track record, and I think by and large, people feel still very bullish about C.J. Stroud, but he's only got 2 years, and they can kind of park him off to the side and say, as some of the quotes in this article from these anonymous executives and scouts and coaches says, that they point out that most, where did he say it? He said that most people expect him to be, most doubters expect him to be back in the top 10 next year. Mm-hmm. So that's weird. I wouldn't call him a doubter necessarily if they expect him in the top 10 next year. But if you take, let's take CJ Stroud and swap out situations with the guys above him. I feel very good that if Baker Mayfield were in Houston last year and CJ were in Tampa, that CJ would be above Baker Mayfield. Yep. I think Jalen Hurts, it's kind of a whole different, that's a tough comparison in general, different offense, different skill set. Jared Goff, I think CJ would be above Jared Goff in that situation. Justin Herbert, similarly. Matt Stafford, I think that's a trickier one because Matt Stafford's got a lot of the veteran nuance stuff is just above and beyond what any young quarterback's going to have. But that's I would imagine most coaches feel that same way, that, boy, the situation was so bad and there were so many disjointed things going on in that offense that we can't really just throw him up there because and say it's a one-year outlier because it's 50% of his entire career. But if Nick Caley is a good offensive coordinator, or even a passable, even an average offensive coordinator, CJ will easily be back in the top 10 on lists like these next year.
I think Orlovsky also minimizes the 12 interceptions a little too much.
Yeah.
You know, he listed chapter and verse all of CJ's stats from his rookie year. And then I think his point was that, well, the stats didn't change all that much. And my reaction was, well, they all went backwards. You know, like the yardage went down, the touchdowns went down, and the interceptions went way up from 5 to 12.
What's interesting is, Sean, is I've gone back in the offseason and just watched various games. And usually I'm trying to look at the offensive line or watch what the defense is doing or whatever. But along the way, you can kind of – the trends I kind of picked up on unscientifically with CJ is earlier in the season, in the first half of the season, there were times where I'm thinking, man, CJ's got to realize that in situations like this, he can't trust or put as much pressure on his pass protection as he is. There's times where he was turning down the easy stuff underneath, kind of waiting to see if something's going to develop. So I'm kind of criticizing him for that. Then we get it into the playoffs and we get into the second half of the season, and especially in fourth quarters, my same brain is saying, well, boy, CJ just, he doesn't trust the pass protection and he bails on this too early. I'm like, well, yeah, there's a reason for that. In the fourth quarter of some games last year, sure, if he had hung around in the pocket a little bit longer, this play would have developed downfield, but he'd gotten hit 19 times
He might have died.
Yeah, yeah, I can't ask for both things.
Right.
Hey, CJ, figure out when you can trust the pass protection and when you can't.
Yes.
And then just go operate like a fully functioning quarterback.
Yes.
There were so many times in the fourth quarter, in the Chiefs game, the Packers game, a few other games where you realize, all right, sure, should he try to hang in the pocket and wait for his third read to clear?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that you can ask him of that because
yeah.
He's gotten hit in the ribs multiple times, at times by unblocked people or minimally blocked people. So that's what was so hard to figure out about it last year. And just with some semblance of consistency and pass protection, you're going to see a much different version of CJ.
Well, and will that be the big change too that we hope we see, is just CJ taking the easy money a lot more this year?
Well, yeah, and that's where he can help out the offensive line too.
Yeah.
And I'm really honestly not trying to put too much of this on CJ because it's like trying to learn how to be a good marksman while you're standing on the back of a horse-drawn carriage,
mm-hmm.
driving over a bumpy dirt road.
Right.
It's like, go ahead. Yeah, just go ahead and, you know, steady as she goes. There's a whole lot of instability around him. There were times where, like, with basic covered, like zone coverage looks, where sometimes, especially on first and second down, hey, if your first read is open, hit your first read.
Yeah.
It's an easy 7 or 8 yards. Just do that. And that's where young quarterbacks are just a little too greedy sometimes. Or if you've got a certain play called and it's a bunch of deep routes versus zone, that hit the check down. Don't even tempt fate. Hit the check down because that check down will go for 7 or 8 yards. That's the stuff where young quarterbacks, including Pat Mahomes was like this as a young quarterback, that you got to just really learn that, man, you can't turn down seven easy yards. That's just, there's no reason to. If you trust yourself as a quarterback, those big play opportunities will be there later the more you hit that easy 7 or 8 yards early in downs and early in the game.
Text message, CJ doesn't need to be top 10. The popularity goes to his head.
I think CJ's been very open and transparent about that process of being a young quarterback in the league. And what he said at the end of last season, I think it was in his final press conference after the Chiefs playoff exit, that basically said something along the lines of, I didn't know what I didn't know.
Yeah.
You know, so I think Sarge had asked him about, you know, learning what it takes to be a franchise quarterback. And CJ gave an answer along the lines of, I didn't know what I didn't know. You know, yeah, that challenge, all those cliches about how teams have an entire offseason to look at you and look at Bobby Slowick and everything else. Yep, that's 100% true. It gets harder. The more success you have, the harder it gets.
Well, and I think handling an offseason too. You know, this is a much different offseason for CJ than the one after his rookie year. Like, it's very clear to me that whatever he's saying about the difficulties he had and acknowledging the difficulties he had in his second year and maybe his role in not adapting or adjusting to that was not lip service. He's conducted this offseason very, very differently than he did last year, it feels like.
Can I tell you something on the flip side with a different athlete who plays defense but who the Texans face in week one?
Yes.
Jared Verse, the edge rusher for the Rams.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Dude, he's going to be so good. And there's so much of him that reminds me of Will Anderson in that in his rookie year, he only had 4.5 sacks. Not a bunch of sacks, single-digit sacks. But if you look at most of the great pass rushers, including J.J. Watt, their rookie year, they tend to be in single-digit sacks. And then sometime in year two or year three, after they've refined everything a little bit, they take a big leap upwards. The Texans' offensive tackles, whomever they might be, they got a big challenge. Not just with Jared Verse. That entire front seven for the Rams is really good. But I just did a cut-up reel yesterday for a video I'm doing on Jared Verse, and there's one really nice rep he has versus Cam Robinson when Cam Robinson was with the Vikings, and he's a headache, man. The Texans' offensive line is going to get tested really, really early in the season, and we're going to have a good feel for where they are.
Oh, that's going to be fun, man. That opener is going to be fun.
So with Jared Verse, so we talk about CJ after his rookie year. Yeah. Teams are watching the whole offseason to figure out what his issues are. Jared Verse has some real work to do in the run game. He's kind of unaware of a lot of things. So I think Nick Caley, who was there and would have, you know, observed this or heard conversations about it, there's some things they can do to scheme against Jared Verse in the run game that we'll find out early on. Has Jared Verse addressed that? Has he realized, oh, okay, everybody's watching film? Because there are some opportunities versus that very same guy that I'm really nervous about as a pass rusher. There's some opportunities there against the run game, unless he improves on what he did last year.
Jared Verse is 10th in the edge rusher poll on ESPN, behind number 9, Danielle Hunter, and number 8, Will Anderson. If you had to bet who's higher on this list next year, forget about Danielle, he's a vet. Will Anderson and Jared Verse are rising players. Who do you think is higher on this list next year?
I think it'll still be Will Anderson because, as I look at it right now, there's some things about Jared Verse's game where and this is so much like Will Anderson his rookie year, where he gets a boatload of QB pressures, but there's a couple things he needs to refine at the top of his rush to just complete it and get a sack. And then you also, though, that takes... Some of it is that, you know, Jared Verse needs to rely on the coverage being there. So then when he's winning a pass rush, that the quarterback doesn't have an easy option to get rid of the ball. So I think that because the total defense is better and because Will has refined that part of his game, I still think it's going to be Will Anderson. But yeah. But Jared Verse is going to be very, very good. I'll be really surprised if he's not a consistent all-pro sometime within the next few years.
Wow. Texter asking, can y'all name the entire top 10 on the quarterbacks? I'll rapid fire it here. Mahomes is number one again. Still, Mahomes is number one. Josh Allen, 2. Joe Burrow, 3. Lamar Jackson, 4. We knew that would be the top 4 in some order.
And that's where a lot of the heated debate is right now. The fact that Lamar Jackson is 4th, that people are either furious or saying it's rightful that Burrow is above him, all that.
Jaden Daniels at 5 has gotten a lot of attention as well. The first one after the top four is the rookie of the year.
The really interesting thing with Jaden Daniels is that his offensive coordinator was Cliff Kingsbury.
Mm-hmm.
And the book on Cliff Kingsbury is, man, it looks that offense can look really good, but then defenses get a beat on it and figure it out. That was always the story in Arizona. I think the difference this time might be that Jaden Daniels is way smarter than Kyler Murray when it comes to just identifying, getting the ball out when you need to, all that. That Jaden Daniels is really, by rookie standards, he's way ahead of the curve. So now the question is, can Cliff Kingsbury, is now that he's just an offensive coordinator and not a head coach, and he can just devote all his attention to that, does he do a better job of adjusting to the adjustments?
Yep. Number six, Matthew Stafford. Number seven, Justin Herbert. Number eight, Jared Goff. Ninth is Jalen Hurts. And 10th is Baker Mayfield. Then comes C.J. Stroud and Jordan Love in the honorable mention.
Yeah. I think that in a few of those guys, like we talked about earlier, if you put C.J. Stroud in Tampa's offense last year, I think you see a much different version of C.J. Stroud. Liam Cohen, who's now the head coach of the Jaguars, helped Baker Mayfield to have really probably the best season of his career.
Yeah.
And, he's doing that as the receivers were, struggling with injury issues the entire season. He has some big-name receivers out there, but they were banged up all year long.
Six or seven is about where I feel like if I needed to argue on behalf of C.J. Stroud being as high as he possibly could be on a poll like this, Seth, six or seven is about the limit of where I feel. Coming off of last year, I feel like I could argue – argue in a court of law for C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, and I have an issue with putting a rookie up as high as they did. I was uncomfortable last year when C.J. Stroud was on some people's list in the top five. And I wasn't overly worried that C.J. was going to have a sophomore slump. I should have been more worried, obviously. But it's way too early. Yeah. And we've just seen too many young quarterbacks come through and be offensive rookie of the year, be incredibly promising. And then the second year, just the level of difficulty goes way up. So it's not a criticism of Jaden Daniels. It feels a little too early. It felt too early for C.J. Stroud last year when anybody had him in their top five.
The off-ball linebacker list is out. It just dropped a few minutes ago. Yeah. The off-ball linebacker list just dropped a few minutes ago. And it's interesting. Is there Texans representation on this list anywhere? Well, I'll rapid fire the top 10 here. Fred Warner, number one. Roquan Smith, number two. Zach Bond. How about Zach Bond? Zach Bond goes from a one-year, $3 million contract in Philly to a multi-year, top-of-market, off-ball linebacker deal and the number three linebacker, off-ball linebacker in football, according to people inside the game.
He's one of the best examples ever of sometimes a guy just needs to be in the right fit. And Vic Fangio is that type of defensive coordinator that he can get more out of less in some ways. The skill set of the players is very, very key and critical to Vic Fangio. So just as Zach Bond found the right situation for him, Vic Fangio kind of found the right kind of guy for his defense.
Number four, Nick Bolton, Kansas City. Number five, Frankie Louvu, Washington Commanders. Number six, Tremaine Edwards of the Bears. Number seven, Levante David, old school, still hanging around at age 35. He's number seven, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. DeMarvian Overshown, Dallas Cowboys, who got injured at the end of last year, 24-year-old. He's eighth. He's eighth on the list. Dre Greenlaw, who is now with the Denver Broncos, but of course made his bones with the San Francisco 49ers. He's number nine. Finishing out the top 10, Quincy Williams with the New York Jets. So
I'll save you the scroll, Sean. You have to go down to the also receiving votes section to see, in a big surprise, Christian Harris.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, if you had told me that a Texan was in also receiving votes and that's all the representation there was, I would have said, okay. Azeez Al-Shaire got a few votes, a couple of votes. Christian Harris was on at least one person's top 10 list in the NFL.
I think that's probably a vote on upside and maybe somebody that had played against Christian Harris in the second
it's
half
not
of
on production. We know that.
I think the biggest thing about all the Texans linebackers is that they need to get better in pass coverage. They don't have to be awesome. They don't have to be just incredible or anything like that. They've just got to get more solid and dependable in pass coverage.
They've got a bleep ton of honorable mentions here. They've got, I mean, there's like 10 honorable mentions.
Not the Texans, but the league.
No, the league. Yeah, the league. Yeah, there's the top 10, and then honorable mention at any given position. Like, there were two honorable mentions at quarterback. There's literally 9 or 10 of them, or 11 maybe, and then the also receiving votes, there's another 10 or 12, one of which is Christian Harris.
My favorite former Texan, Blake Cashman.
Yeah.
Who is now with the Vikings? One of the many Texans that's now with the Vikings. Tell me if this is a surprise. If you can picture Blake Cashman's headshot in your mind and say when this little nugget. Extremely smart, scheme versatile, can wear the green dot or flip to Will. Good getting people aligned, plays with correct patience and timing, which can mask his athleticism.
Mm.
Oh, is that what masks his athleticism?
Okay.
The football people.
Patience and timing.
This is some caveman.
Yeah, yeah.
Just how many times do we have to hear deceptively fast or faster than you think or anything about a guy? When have people ever doubted Blake Cashman's speed? It's very apparent when you turn on, if you ignore the hue of his arms on the film, a lot of times on the All-22, that's how you differentiate between your players. There's nothing deceptive about Blake Cashman's speed.
Lunch pail guy.
They need to seek these guys down and fire them because they're operating at a base level of bias that's just way too big.
Would you – now, it's interesting. They gave Aziz Alshire, the Texans did, 3 years, like $30 million. I forget what the contract was for Blake Cashman, but Blake Cashman – Blake Cashman being on this list and no Aziz Alshire, should they have retained Blake Cashman instead of doing Aziz?
I think with Cashman – I figured at the time that was probably what was going to happen is they've got young guys that they want to develop and that he's been very, very injury prone in his career.
Yes, that's
so
true.
That's the dicey part of it that I think the factor of how much do they want to pay when they have these young guys like Christian Harris and Henry Toa, not to mention Jamal Hill and other guys now that they would eventually draft. Like, how much do you want to pay Blake Cashman? Given his injury history, I'm cool with that.
I am too. I like Aziz. I'm cool with Aziz on the Texans. So that's the. I'm a little surprised, man. Christian Harris got a vote from somebody on the also receiving votes for off-ball linebacker.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app. and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We mentioned Nick Caserio making waves with giving Jaden Higgins the full guarantee on his 34th overall pick deal, top of the second round. Here's Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network describing the environment right now with training camp upcoming for the league. A couple teams in training camp already. The Chargers and the Lions are starting up training camp because they're playing in the Hall of Fame game. Everybody else is starting up next week, including the Texans. Here's Ian Rappaport on the wave of second rounders holding out for more guaranteed money.
Yeah, and I would guess if I had to do it right now, Tom, that it's going to be several other holdouts as of right now. Trey Harris, the first to take a stand, to fight for that guaranteed money. He's way back toward the end of the second round, but there are several others in the middle, early part of the second round who are going to want that fully, fully guaranteed deal. A lot of attention is going to be paid to the contract that Tyler Shook, the Saints quarterback, gets. Does he get the fully guaranteed deal? Does he get the quarterback premium? And does he take all the picks before him with him as far as fully guaranteed? Plenty of drama to play out. So, yeah, unlike most years, we may get a few holdouts for training camp.
Okay. So that's Ian Rappaport. And Tyler Shuck, the reason that one's a little different, now that guaranteeing the whole contract has entered the chat, but the feeling is that, okay, the guy that's got the most leverage right now to be able to do that and affect the guys that were drafted around him. Tyler Shuck was drafted 40th overall, so six picks after Jaden Higgins. He was drafted 40th overall quarterback out of multiple schools. That he's got the most leverage, A, because of the position that he plays. B, he might be their starting quarterback. You know, they've got, mm-hmm. Derek Carr retired. So it's Spencer Rattler and it's the Hayner kid out of Fresno State and it's Tyler Shuck. And Shuck as a second round pick against those two guys definitely has a chance to be the starter, but he needs to get into camp. He's the one that has the best chance, probably, Seth, of winning a staring contest with the team that drafted him. Would be Tyler Shuck, I would say.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. And the quarterback dynamic is always, there's other tweaks to second round quarterbacks that have happened that make it more complicated. I guess when it comes to Texans opponents, it doesn't really match up that great for guys in the second round that might be unsigned during training camp, but then face the Texans early.
Yeah.
I just did a brief perusal of it earlier. I don't think there's not a lot of guys that, man, you look at, okay, one of the early Texans opponents might have really been depending on this guy, and it could be a competitive advantage if they don't have him.
Yeah.
I don't think the Jaguars even had a second round pick, right? So that,
The Rams have one there, the tight end Terrence Ferguson. They open with
that's
the Rams,
right.
But that's
Ferguson.
Oh, you know he gets hit with that all the time.
I know that's a tough one,
that's
man.
That's a tricky.
You have a last name for if your last name's Ferguson. You can't give him any kind of a
You can't name him something that I mean that's the closest thing to turd would be.
What's
you know,
turd Ferguson from? I can't even remember.
I forget. Oh.
SNL Celebrity Jeopardy.
Oh,
that's
Celebrity
right.
Jeopardy.
That's right. That was that. That was Norm MacDonald doing the Burt Reynolds impression.
That's right. Right. That's right. Good job bringing the juice, Ben.
Good job, Ben.
Nice work. Nice
Thank
work.
You.
Yep.
Tyler Warren. I mean, Tyler Warren would be one that if Tyler Warren isn't signed, the Texans don't play the Colts until week 13. So any kind of holdout's not going to necessarily hurt him.
No. Well, he was a first rounder, Tyler Warren.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right.
He was a first rounder.
Yeah, good call.
Ari Meroff, who is, he provides NFL content, I guess, right? It's fair to say, right? He did an interview with Sam Monson. They had kind of a conversation, and Caserio came up again with this second round guarantee, but they took it a step further. saying this is kind of how Casario's done business, and could there be a concern around the league that the next big contract to come up for the Texans would be one where Casario goes and colors outside the lines once again?
If you look at the Nick Casario front office in Houston, they actually have a bit of a history here when it comes to rookies with, I guess, breaking precedent or going away from what previous players have done. A couple years ago, Jalen Petrie got a significant amount of his third year fully guaranteed when that was not normal for picks. Damian Pierce, who was picked in the fourth round, had an obscure number of fully guaranteed money. I believe it was in year two. So there was a lot of things over here that have been done in recent history with the Houston Texans when it comes to contracts. Even this offseason, when it comes to veteran contracts, Sam, think of what they did of Derek Stingley, who still had 2 years left on his contract. They gave him a three-year deal, which is, you know, a low number of years, for $90 million, $30 million per year when the quarterback market was still at 25. Like, they jumped it by $5 million. They didn't even get that many more years on the contract. Usually, if you're going to jump the market by that much, you try to get a five-year deal, a six-year deal, or something like that. The Texans were like, no, we'll do a three-year deal and jump the market significantly. And I'll tell you this much, there's already rumblings around the NFL that next year with C.J. Stroud, when he becomes eligible, the Texans might be do something very, very unprecedented with him as well when it comes to a quarterback. So for whatever reason, they have a history of being more lenient with contracts compared to other teams who are more stringent, and we're seeing it again here this year of the second round.
The one thing that Ari Marov didn't even mention there is that they guaranteed almost every penny of Derek Stingley's contract extension. It wasn't just that they jumped the annual value of the new money up so much. They guarantee of the $90 million, I think 89 of it is guaranteed. It would not shock me if CJ Stroud's contract extension that he signed next spring or summer, I mean, he's going to get it. Barring a disaster this year, CJ Stroud is going to get a top of market extension. Would it shock you, Seth, if CJ Stroud's contract was something like 3 years, $190 million with like $185 guaranteed or something like that?
No, I wouldn't be surprised if it was something that was maybe the closest to the Deshaun Watson contract as we've seen.
Maybe maybe not five years, maybe 3 years.
Well, Lamar's was a huge percentage guarantee. Yeah, Lamar Jackson.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So no, it wouldn't surprise me. I think that Nick's approach, it almost feels like one of those car dealerships where there's just absolutely no negotiating. Like the whole, you know, like an online buying used cars or something where like, let's just simplify the process. We don't the no dicker sticker. Wasn't there a dealership in Houston that used to call it the no dicker sticker? We got other things to worry about. We can't be negotiating things all the time. We'll call it all guaranteed. It is what it is, and here we go.
1992, Saturn's no dicker sticker proves popular among Hoosier car buyers. No, it was in Indiana. They had the no dicker sticker.
It must have been. I wonder if Saturn in general. I forgot about Saturn. Do they still make cars?
I don't know.
Who the hell was Saturn? I don't know. There used to be Saturn cars.
There were.
It's just barely in one little nodule in my brain. I can't remember anything.
No bartering,
about
no bargaining, no blustery backroom brainstorming. That's how longtime KRTV reporter Derek Thomas described Saturn's no dicker sticker pricing in a report filed 30 years ago.
So it was Saturn. Saturn used to be made by GM, but it was a standalone brand.
Yeah.
And they discontinued it in 2010. So kids, there used to be a day when you could go buy a brand new vehicle with a no dicker sticker.
No dicker sticker,
The price is what it is.
Yeah, that's it. Is that what they called it? Dickering? Is that a word for kind of going back and forth? It feels like
that's what I assumed.
Feels
at
like
the
I
time.
Might get canceled for even asking.
They weren't trying to do like what the one attorney that advertises on our station.
No.
I don't think GM was in that game.
No.
Yeah, dickering. Dickering is to engage in petty argument or bargaining.
Okay. Well, there you go.
I'm guilty of dickering every now and then.
Are you?
According to you and Brandy. Yeah. And I take things too literally, and I start trying to over-explain things and everything.
Okay.
Seth, you're dickering again. Stop being a dickerer.
I'm going to slap
you. He's a massive dickerer.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have to ramble on if you understood fully what I was trying to say the first time, Sean and Brandy.
It's true.
I can tell by your response, Sean and Brandy, that you don't fully understand what I'm trying to say.
It's true.
So what you look at as rambling is actually me trying to further elucidate my point. And that's why you think I'm a dickerer.
Joe in Minnesota. Sean is sitting here listening to Seth's amazement about Bregman going over the Houston Sports Show and knowing the entire rundown and Seth's cues. Sean's like, I do that every show, LOL. That's not true. No, that's not true. There's not cues on our rundown. We just have topics on there. It's not a script.
Yeah, plus Sean doesn't have it memorized.
No, God, no.
Sean, yeah, listen, you son of a bitch. I'm about to turn into a dickerer to you.
Yeah, Joe.
Sean is consulting the Google Doc and how we're going about things as we go along.
Yeah, man.
I just tend to operate better when I don't. When I'm not bound by time and space, okay?
Yes.
So I let Sean steer the ship.
Thank you. Yep.
So I can come up with the actually interesting ideas.
That's right. That's right. It's worked very, very well.
He is the Dr. Watson to my Sherlock Holmes.
That's it, man.
Is the whole thing.
Best in the world. It is going to be fun, man. Like I wonder how much GMs around the league looked at that Jaden Higgins contract and are like, oh crap, this guy's got CJ Stroud and Will Anderson coming up next year. What kind of poison pill is he going to drop on us now?
I'll tell you what, Nick is he's single-handedly trying to defy the perception that there's collusion going on with guaranteed money.
That's right.
If there's a collusion agreement, then Casario is definitely not being invited to the collusion
party. I'll throw them off the scent. Don't worry, guys.
Yeah, don't worry, guys.
I'm on it. Extingly. Here's $90 million. How much guaranteed? 89.99.
Nick is the hero in a movie that basically says, everybody, you guys all go ahead.
Yeah.
I'll go in a different direction and I'll make it, I'll leave a trail so the hounds follow me.
Yes.
Nick cuts his, cuts his leg so he's bleeding and then runs off in the other direction.
So the hounds all chase.
The NFLPA is chasing Nick and realizing that everybody else is getting away with it.
Everybody else is colluding over here. They're chasing down Nick Casario. We got a few people. Speaking of superheroes, there were a couple texters have texted in over the last couple days asking if we've seen the Superman movie yet. I have not.
Who's the star?
Who is? Do you know who the star is of it, Ben? I'm not sure. Who's playing Superman?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
It got, like everything, it got politicized. I know that.
All I saw was a headline yesterday was somebody doing some kind of op-ed that said, the Superman is not nearly as political as people are saying it is. So as soon as I saw that, honestly, I was like, well, I'm not. Oh, screw this. I don't know.
Yeah.
I got too much of this in my life.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I don't want to know how I'm supposed to feel about Superman.
Thing.
Okay.
I wish I hadn't seen that because I would go see. And I'm not a huge superhero movie guy, but if everybody's talking about it in a positive way, I'll go see it. And it's, seeing a movie like that in the theater too. So I'm guessing the special effects and all the CGI is incredible.
I think we are in an era where I think everything is so polarized politically that it's almost impossible to do anything notable where people don't read into it. And again, I have no idea about the Superman movie itself and what the issues people might have with it.
Yeah.
But it reminds me of back when I'll read stuff back from the late 60s and early 70s. It was almost like there was almost nothing written that people weren't reading heavily into the Vietnam War and whether this means this or this means that or what have you. So everything, whether they tried to be political or not, it became about that.
Yeah.
And everything was I try to ignore the discourse on popular culture when it comes to things like that.
The very least I'll need a.
It's annoying.
It is. Yeah. It's like it spoils it before you can even go see it, you know? So. For me, at least. I'm not into the
political. Let me decide whether or not these are actually a bunch of commies making this movie.
right, exactly. Although I suppose with a bottle of red wine, I can enjoy anything in a movie theater, you know? I'll forget pretty quickly.
Did Ben Affleck play a Superman role at some point,
He was Batman.
He was Batman, that's right.
I know. I just saw a clip online. It must have been an AI-generated something. It was Ben Affleck playing Superman, and I'm like, what the hell is that? I do not remember this at all.
Yeah.
So it was probably, AI.
Probably AI. Yeah, that's everything I see now. I'm like, okay.
See why I want to get rid of a smartphone, Sean?
Yes.
Don't
do it, but I can see why you'd want to.
I don't want to die, but I kind of want to leave this world. I'm tired, okay?
I'm just
tired. I'm tired of not knowing what's going on about anything ever. I'm tired of not being able to trust a single damn thing I see with my eyes.
How many things do you get push notifications on your phone?
No, zero. I don't
zero. Get push notifications. Zero push, huh? Not even texts.
No. Yeah, no. My phone never alerts me to anything other than when I set an alarm or something.
Oh boy, I'm the total opposite.
I can't, Sean. You know, my brain is a delicate ecosystem.
No, I'm aware. I know.
Not
that.
Pristine. Certainly not pristine. But it's teetering on the edge of becoming a toxic wake stump at any given moment. So yeah. I try to eliminate as much as possible any the electronics.
Oh, that's true. Because I think when I text you, you've always got that little purple moon that says "Do not disturb" or something on there.
I mean, I put it in drive mode a lot during the day.
Yeah,
if I have to do 3 hours of work, I put it in drive mode for like 3 hours.
Dude, I'm a circus. I'm looking at mine here. You know how you can just kind of run your thumb down and it drags the list of things that you've been pushed notified on over the last couple days. I've got YouTube. I've got Twitter. I've got CBS Sports. I've got Uber. I have push notifications on Uber. I get notified when my son gets in an Uber.
Well, but that's good for you. You can handle it. You're built for it. I think everybody's got to try to figure out, okay, this is the current environment and the way things operate and how much are you capable of handling it? And I'm not capable. It's the same thing with like drinking. Like I'm jealous of you because you are incredible in your ability to imbibe and not have it affect your life. If anything, it might complement your life perfectly. Whereas I'm a disaster. Like I have to be very, very careful about any kind of chemicals I put into my body.
Recognition.
I've got very strict rules about when I can and cannot drink alcohol.
Recognition is key. No doubt about that.
Yeah.
All right. Payne and Pendergast with you as we roll on here on a Tuesday. Okay. This is the wildest take that I've heard on the DeAndre Hopkins trade from 5 years ago. Did the Texans, in retrospect, win the DeAndre Hopkins trade? We'll let you be the judge. That's coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, one quick factual thing to clean up. Seth, you had asked, did Ben Affleck play Superman? And Ben correctly said, no, he'd played Batman, but in a way, he did play Superman in a movie, as several people have pointed out. He played George Reeves in Hollywoodland. It was a biopic. George Reeves was the first person to play Superman.
Oh, okay.
On TV
or
movies.
So the scene I saw was a scene from that movie where he was out. That's okay. So that makes sense. The clip I saw was it was Ben Affleck and he's at some event dressed up as Superman and some kid comes up to him with a gun and says, "Superman, can I shoot you?" And
that's scary.
And I was wondering what was it. It makes a lot of sense now because I was like, "Why does Superman look so nervous?" And he comes up with some cockamamie story about how the bullet might ricochet and hit an innocent person.
Oh, he
but,
did.
But he looked genuinely nervous. I was what was going on with Superman in this situation? Was it a kryptonite type deal or something?
Yeah.
Were they kryptonite bullets? I don't know. It turns out it was because it was actual human George Reeves. It was some kid coming. That sounds like when. This situation kind of like when Houdini, the guy punched him in the stomach off stage and ended up killing him.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
He wasn't
ready
for the punch.
Yeah, he stayed to stay in character, man. So that was his he said, no, you can't do that. I might hurt somebody else because the bullet bounces off of me.
That's a good idea.
No, that's a good, in the moment, that's a really good way to stay in character. That's thinking on your feet right there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this is from... the Underdog Twitter account. Is this Hayden? Is this Josh or Hayden that has this take?
This is Hayden Winks, I believe.
Hayden Winks. Okay. So
and he got me with the headline because the headline was something along the lines of, "Oh, you thought the Texans lost the Hopkins trade?"
Yes, I did. Yeah, I 100%.
Think again.
I 100% did. Yeah.
So it got me, and I watched it. And Hayden's a smart guy.
Yeah.
He's kind of dry.
Yeah.
And I, for the life of me, I can't. I want to believe he's joking, but I can't. Pick up any intended humor in this or anything. He's got an argument for why the Texans actually won the DeAndre Hopkins.
I'll remind people, it was DeAndre and a 2024th round pick.
Yeah.
For a second round pick in 2020, David Johnson and his entire contract, and keep this in mind, a fourth round pick in 2021, the following year. You need to keep that in mind as you listen to this.
You probably think that the Texans lost that David Johnson for DeAndre Hopkins trade, but guess what? You turned out to be wrong.
Wrong!
In addition to getting David Johnson, the Texans also received a 2020 second round pick and a 2021 fourth rounder. That second round pick, well, immediately wasted, nose tackle, nobody cares. But that 2021 fourth rounder turned out to be awesome down the line. The Texans called the Panthers the next draft, offered that fourth round pick and some other draft capital to move all the way up to 89th overall. They really had nobody at wide receiver, so they took developmental ex-wide receiver Nico Collins. Definitely took out some time, but Nico Collins is now a bona fide superstar and a 12th overall pick over on Underdog Fantasy.
How do you like them, Max?
More importantly, the Texans have C.J. Stroud and Nico Collins under contract through at least the 2027 season. They've already won two playoff games together. In those games, Nico Collins, 96 yards in a tutty, 122 yards in a tutty. Not bad for just a throw-in.
Okay.
First and foremost, tutty. Can we stop this tutty talk?
Tutty's on the list of things that annoy me.
I hate so much when people call it a tutty.
Tutties.
Oh, all right. I wasn't as agitated by this because what I was worried about was that there would be people in the comments saying, "Hey, you know what? You're right. Makes a good point. Turns out it was a good trade." I immediately texted you when I saw this, and I thought the initial... How do I clean this up for radio? The initial thought I had was that, like, this is like claiming that because you offered some service in a back alley to some dude for $15, but then eventually would use that $15 as part of a down payment on a Kia. It was good that I did that thing in the back alley for $15 because it's like trying to keep track of where you earned every dollar, and all of a sudden, as long as like, oh, I earned $20 doing something back then, but now I use that. The cleanest analogy I could think of was, this is like if a CEO sold all the inventory at a drastic discount that didn't make any sense. The company has to declare bankruptcy. The company hires a new CEO to lift them out of bankruptcy. And then the new CEO takes what meager assets you have remaining and makes some really good moves with them. And then the old CEO says, see, selling everything at a deep discount was actually a pretty good move.
Now that's an important distinction that you just made, which is the trade that was made initially was made by Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby.
Yeah.
The trade that this Hayden character is talking about here to recoup something out of it was actually made by Nick Caserio.
Like, it was made by Nick Caserio, and it was one of three picks used to get a draft selection that then you took a flyer on a lottery ticket, which every single draft selection is, who happened to be a wide receiver.
Yeah.
And that's why I was so in it, because Hayden's a really smart guy. And I desperately wanted to believe that he was joking, that he didn't fall into this trap of post hoc analysis. And yet I think he did. And I'm very, very annoyed by it, Sean, because I saw at least two Texans fans agree with him in the comments.
Oh.
I did. It was one thing if it was just him with a little attention grabbing headline and a bad take or something. It annoys me that anybody in Houston wants to retroactively go back and relitigate one of the most horrendous trades in NFL history.
Well, you know what this gives us an opportunity to do.
Yeah.
It gives us an opportunity to at least do our semi-annual consultation of the Jack Easterby memo that was sent to the media after the DeAndre Hopkins trade. I'm not going to read the whole thing again. I just found it hilarious that one of the bullet points, and for those who don't know what we're talking about, after the trade was done and it was widely panned by every human being other than the two guys that made the trade. Like, there's nobody that was saying it was a good trade.
Outside, inside and outside
everywhere.
Of Houston, resoundingly across the league.
Everywhere, everywhere. The team put out a press release that explained bullet point style all the reasons why the trade made sense. And some of them were ratchet as hell. The one that made me laugh in light of this video that we just played, Jack Easterby's a big winner today, folks, because one of the bullet points was that in this trade, they acquired Arizona's 2021 fourth round pick is an important part of the deal that nobody talks about. That's literally what it says. And here we are now, 5 years later, more than 5 years later, and now we're talking. Are you happy, Jack? We're talking about that pick.
Yeah, that's the whole problem. It's like trying to keep track of where you earned every dollar coming up. And as long as you end up as a billionaire in the end, then every decision you made was actually wise. Because, let me cherry pick and I'll say, oh, yeah, remember that one really bad decision I made and we only made $1,000 on that deal? Well, we used that $1,000 as part of a down payment to do something else. It's idiotic.
It's dumb.
Idiotic to the extreme. It ignores all the other, what you might have done with the other draft capital that you could have gotten above and beyond just a fourth round pick.
Correct. Hey, what was the most insulting part of that press release from back in 2020 to you?
The one that claimed that is in a lot of ways it's better to have a second round pick than a first round pick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here I'll read exactly verbatim the part that we acquired a very valuable second round pick in 2020, 40th overall. It's an area of the draft where you still get first round talent, but the contract is less money.
Yeah. Right. Okay, yeah, we get that. So by that logic, you should always be trading out of the first round into the second round.
Yeah.
If you're trying to, like, okay, great. Yeah, and it ignores probability. I texted Texans Cap yesterday because I feel like he would appreciate it the most. A really bright guy, does all the cap and everything. People love to kind of cherry pick when it comes to the draft and point out, hey, this second rounder did this third rounder did that. Right. Nobody's denying that can't happen. It's a matter of playing the odds and probability. And also, your second rounder cannot be Ross Blacklock.
That's it.
The guy that you use for that second round pick cannot be Ross Blacklock, who the memo says, it claims that the future, whoever they take with that second round pick will be?
A very talented, young, and cheap player to Houston for the next 4 years.
Yes. How long did he last with the Texans?
Two years.
Was it even a full 2 years?
I don't even think it was.
Calendar years.
Yeah.
That was the most insulting memo that anybody's ever put out, and that didn't involve actual war crimes, I think.
I have no problem. You know, when the whole thing about trading, the whole thing about being in the second round and getting first round value, like Nick Caserio's done that. It is true. No, Nick's done that the last 2 years. He's done it while making good trades.
Right.
You know, like it's one thing to go get a second round pick and you pick it up because it's a second round pick and you get it for DeAndre Hopkins in his prime. You know, like that's a bad trade.
Yeah, no, and the part that bothers me the most about that memo was acting like there's any level of certainty about what happens with your draft picks.
Right.
Like to say that a guy will be a really valuable player, it just... It's something that somebody that doesn't know what they're talking about would say. because every GM that knows what the hell he's talking about knows that there's it's every single pick you make is a risk.
Yeah.
Whether it's at the top of the first round or the bottom of the seventh, is you just don't know until they get in the league. It was such a clown show, Sean. It was such a clown show. It was so bad.
This is good. This puts us in a good headspace to do the next segment. Because the pettycast is upon us, Seth.
Oh, good. I'm feeling petty. You got me primed for pettiness.
This was a good warm-up. We're stretching out your petty hamstrings right now is what we're doing. So 8 o'clock Tuesdays, pettycast. If you don't think we were petty right there, buckle up, Buttercup, because we're about to get super petty in this next segment. Text your petties in as well, 713-572-4610. What are you feeling petty about? We'll do that coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.